Welcome back. It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall. If you've just joined us, we're talking Maryland politics today on Midday. Joining me now is Ovita Wiggins, who covers the State House for the Washington Post. Hey, Ovita, welcome back. Good to talk to you.
Hi. Thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me.
So you've written wonderful reporting about the police reform measures in the State House, and I do want to talk about that. But first, did you get a chance to listen to Delegate Shalaga in the first couple segments? And if so, any impressions, any observations?
I did. It was interesting. The last segment in regards to the relief for undocumented workers. The one thing that I would add is the fact that the governor's spokesman has indicated that that Hogan will let the bill become law without a signature.
All right. So it looks like it is, in fact, a done deal. All right. That's good to know. Let's talk about police reform. There has been a really hard push to repeal what's known as LEOBOR, the Law Enforcement Officers Bill of Rights. Senator Jill P. Carter, Democrat from here in the city, sponsoring that. And this is a longstanding cause célèbre of Senator Carter. Where does that stand? I know Senator Carter was displeased with some of the amendments and some of the things that were taken out of the bill. But give us a capsule about what's going on with that.
Sure. Well, as you said, I mean, police reform is undoubtedly the biggest issue that the legislature is dealing with this session. And the most contentious pieces of legislation deal with the repeal of the LEOBR. The LEOBR stands for the Law Enforcement Officers Bill of Rights. It's a statute that's been in place for decades. Maryland was the first state to actually enact a Law Enforcement Bill of Rights. And the statute provides workplace protections to police officers who are accused of misconduct. And those who have been fighting for a repeal basically say that this statute hinders investigations and that it shields officers from public scrutiny. The Senate Judicial Proceedings Committee passed a bill that is now on the floor today that essentially they added a number of amendments to Senator Carter's bill. Senator Carter's bill actually put a lot of control into the hands of police chiefs that would allow them to be able to hand out discipline, and also created one key element of her bill also would have allowed jurisdictions to create a community oversight panel that would have had the same authority as the police chief. That panel was struck from the bill, which caused Senator Carter to basically, she ended up in the end, she supported the legislation when it passed the committee, but she had some very strong words about it, called it a slight improvement over the current statute. At one point she called it lipstick on a pig. So she was very upset about the bill, but has but in the end supported it and now supports the package of bills that are on the Senate floor.
And the disagreement is not just with Republicans, it's even with some members of the Democratic caucus, right?
That's correct. I mean, there in committee, Senator Carter, of course, was the most vocal, but there were other members of the committee who were concerned about the amendments that were added to the bill. They, too, ended up voting in favor of the legislation. But, of course, you have on the other side, the House of Delegates were closely watching the work of the Senate. And so they are making changes, hoping to make some changes to the bill that's currently in the House as well.
And part of this package of police reform bills, as you've written about, one includes an effort to restore local control of the Baltimore City Police Department to the city council and the mayor of Baltimore, Brandon Scott, a big proponent of this proposal. Where does that stand? What are the chances of that happening this time around?
That bill is that bill is part of the package of bills that are currently on plan that will be taken up by the Senate. I think that there is a lot of momentum. The advocates have been pushing for, that is one of five bills that the advocates have been pushing for. Senator Corey McCray is the sponsor of that bill and has been working closely, as you said, with the mayor of Baltimore on that legislation.
There's also a proposal to change the Maryland Public Information Act to make complaints about police available to the public. Again, there are a number of measures intended to increase transparency when it comes to police departments around the state. How about that particular piece of legislation?
Sure. Actually, as we speak, Senator Carter is defending that bill on the floor, and it would make public not only sustained complaints against officers, but also unsustained complaints. And Maryland is one of about 20 states that actually prohibit the release of police disciplinary records. So this would be a major change. We heard testimony during committee of even attorneys, prosecutors saying that they have had difficulty getting information about officers that they are trying to prosecute. And of course, during the debate on the floor, one senator raised the concern about how having unsustained complaints made available to the public, how that hurts the reputation of the officer. But Senator Carter argued that allowing for the complaints to be made accessible, not only it will not only make the complaints accessible, but it also makes the investigation accessible to the public, that the information regarding the investigation will be made public, and that that's sort of the point of this, is to make sure that the public knows what is happening, who the officers are who are on the force, and then also what the agency is doing about complaints that are made against those officers.
And also in the area of police accountability, you've written about Delegate Wilkins, a Democrat from Montgomery County, proposing legislation that makes it easier to sue not just officers, but localities for police misconduct. What's the feeling about that bill? How would that bill change the current rules?
Yeah, now that piece of legislation, unlike the package of bills that's currently on the Senate floor, as well as the Speaker's bill, this is a bill that Senator Wilkins has proposed. She's the lone sponsor of that bill. And she, it basically would, as you said, it would allow plaintiffs to sue to not just the jurisdictions, but also officers individually as well. It also would allow, it basically would remove the immunity defense. It's unclear. I actually don't think that this is a bill that will move this year. Because it is not part of, in the House, it's not part of the Speaker's package. And it wasn't dealt, the work group did not deal with it. Well.
Mm-hmm. The package that you've been talking about also includes legislation to develop a use of force policy that would cover the entire state. Republicans complain about this bill by saying you can't legislate a fight. You can't tell a police officer, for example, that he or she is not allowed to use a chokehold in the middle of a scuffle with a potential suspect, for example. Does it look like that part of this package would gain some traction?
I think it will. I mean, this all comes, all of these bills come on the heels of the killing of George Floyd. And I think that that is one bill that certainly has the support in the General Assembly. I think that there are some members, some Democrats who feel as though it does not go far enough. They would like to, you know, it talks about when an officer should intervene when they see misconduct being done by another officer, and whether that should be, you know, the bill also includes a ban on chokeholds. It also includes a restriction on no-knock warrants as well. So I think, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, that's okay. Finish up. We just got a few seconds left.
No, I was just going to say, many of the high-profile cases, I think, winds up lending support for those things.
Sure. I mean, there's clearly a different climate, not just in Annapolis, but around the country since the killing of George Floyd and the Black Lives Matter protests that followed. And of course, there has been terrific reporting by you in the Washington Post. Ovita Wiggins, who covers Maryland state politics for the Washington Post. Thank you so much. Always great to talk to you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate it.
That's it for us today. Coming up tomorrow, a conversation for readers and writers. My guest will be a great American author, George Saunders. He won the Man Booker Prize for an incredible novel called Lincoln in the Bardo. He's written 10 books, and the latest is about his experience as a teacher of Russian short stories. So we're going to talk about Chekhov and Tolstoy and Turgenev and Gogol, and he writes about what makes their short stories such masterpieces. So it's going to be a fun conversation with the great George Saunders tomorrow on Midday. Stay tuned now for Here and Now. That's after the news, and later, check out the Daily Dose, the WIPR podcast of local news. Until tomorrow, I'm Tom Hall. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great day.
You're listening to your NPR news station, 88.1 WIPR.